What's next?
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
So you get a chair massage, a facial, and a haircut?
Right.
For $40?
Yes.
That's a great deal.
That's the price.
That's
after
a tremendous
the
deal.
And guess what I had while I was sitting there?
Glass of wine?
Yes.
Happy ending?
Some wine. Did I feel like a fairy? Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with it, though.
No.
You know, men have to take care of themselves, too.
And then you went and played Battleship that night, huh?
Yeah, I did. And you know what I'm thinking about doing now? I enjoyed that so much.
What?
Think about getting a manicure or a pedicure.
I've told you guys all along. I had one last week.
You did?
Yeah.
I haven't had one in a while. I'm thinking about it, especially summer.
There's nothing wrong with it. You ever get it done, you'll
if you're wearing
you'll
thongs,
be
you might need a waxing.
Oh, yeah, that's for my ass.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Help me. Kick it.
3:23 is the time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m., according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest, The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Thursday. It is a very, very big day for all of us. A very, very big day for us. A very, very big day for you because it is Girls Night Out.
Yeah. Way to go, Mike.
Hey, thanks. Girls Night Out.
There's a girl right there.
That's right. It is her night out.
What's up, sugar?
Yeah. And it all takes place where Girls Night Out always seems to take place, and that is Duke's Poop. Up in Addison, located at Beltline and Midway Road, the southwest corner of that burgeoning intersection. And we're going to be here until well into the night, carrying on in a wide variety of different ways. But as always, when it's Guys Night Out, Girls Night Out, first day of ticket stock, whatever the case may be, it falls to the little hard line to get things going.
That's what we're going to do today.
Yes.
We're out here kicking things off. Going to be watching the Ranger game here in a minute. I'll be glad when it comes on because you know what we're watching right now?
Some kind of
the Oklahoma spring game.
Jerk-off session.
The Oklahoma spring game.
Are you kidding? I've already seen it twice, but...
We need to get the Ranger game on.
Look at that.
That's what we need.
Look at those guys.
We've got about five more minutes.
I know. I can't wait.
So
that's going to be. That means we're going to have a good show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Us doing a show while the Ranger game is on.
What a good omen this is.
That always,
spring game on.
That always makes for a great hardline show when the Rangers are playing and we're doing a show. We can comment on it as it's happening.
And we will, too.
Oh, it's tremendous. The P1s love it when we do that.
Paul Thompson just
because they feel like they're watching baseball with
us. Exactly.
That's
and
right.
And let's face it, who better to watch a baseball game with than me and you?
Nobody.
I mean, seriously.
And, hey, we feel like we're watching it with them.
Exactly.
There goes Thompson rolling out to his right, looking for Juwan Rankins. Hits him in stride, 15-yard gain.
Is there
first
any way
down Oklahoma.
Is there any way we can go Mike off? And by the way,
you know what's great?
Russ, what was that score in that Sugar Bowl this year? What was that score?
21-14.
Right,
I was there.
That should be enough to shut you up right there.
Glorious night that was.
You know what's great about the spring game?
What?
Any way you look at it, it's first down Oklahoma.
Quota.
Either way,
you know
baby.
What? After that debacle in January, Snake. I believe I'd shut up for a while.
Snake, not a debacle.
What was Snake. It then?
It was a loss.
They were a two-touchdown favorite.
It was a loss in
favorite.
The national championship
really?
Game.
No, they weren't.
No, they weren't. They were 10-point favorites.
They were 6-point favorites.
I thought it was 10.
No.
Okay, well, 6.
Yeah.
And they got beat by what, 7?
It happens. Things like this happen. But look at them out there. Look at the crowd.
What a glorious
so interesting. Hey, how you doing, sweetheart? Good to see you.
Yeah, look at that crowd. There's probably about 10,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, there will be more than that here at Girls Night Out tonight.
First and goal. Thompson turns with his left.
We're going to have to go, Mike.
What?
I can't take you calling plays on the red bike.
Oh, I can. Let's hear him do a little play-by-play.
All right. It looks like we still have maybe it's second and goal.
Okay, that's some good stuff, right?
Well,
maybe
like
it is.
Play-by-play
maybe
man.
I
would
can't
know what
tell.
Down it is.
Well, I'm not the play-by-play guy.
Well, you were.
Well, you're
here
second,
we are.
Like
second down,
were.
I formation. Thompson spin to his right, rolling out. Sees, oh my God, it's incomplete.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sees, oh my God, it's incomplete. I mean, who is oh my God? Is that a new?
I can't.
Is that a new recruit from Africa or something?
Far
oh my God!
Away.
I think the problem is he doesn't have the roster memorized yet.
Yes, because he doesn't know. Because he's not a true fan.
Right.
Okay.
He's a front runner.
All right.
Right.
That's
exactly.
What he is.
A front runner.
A front runner. Yes.
Leave me alone, meanie.
Meanie. Are you going to have to go talk to these girls at some point? Or because they were here when we were here, and they are drinking already.
You know what? That beer looks good.
And one of them's having a birthday, too.
Will you guys pay for my beer if I drink one every 15 minutes?
Yes.
I imagine we can get that comped.
Yeah, I will.
I'll chip in.
That's 4 an hour. And we're going to be here 5 hours?
20 beers?
That's 20 beers, yeah. You're covered. Get
that's
going, big boy. You're already two behind.
20 beers? Are you kidding?
That's nothing for you. You've done that so many times before, haven't you?
Yeah, but he's usually at Red Rocks.
I don't think I've ever had 20 beers in a four-hour span.
I have.
What a great night for it.
Ever have?
Have you? 20 beers?
Yes.
Sure he has.
I can
have you?
Guarantee you
well,
I have.
No, I haven't. Danny has.
Did you just stick to pot? You just didn't want to stray from that?
Well, I didn't do that either. I wouldn't know pot from oregano.
Well, how do you know that they look alike?
I just read that. I wouldn't know pot from pepper.
Okay, that's better.
All right, it is 3:29 here on the ticket.